Lima's dignity is about to go out the window. I don't know how much dignity you had before, but it's definitely gone now. I pulled in this morning at about 5 a.m. on East 14th, and I saw the semi-trucks. And I go, oh, there's a show. I go, oh, that's right. The show is at Rocket Arena. Tate McRae is in town. I don't know of her music. I've never heard of her songs. I've never heard a song. At least I don't notice what I've heard. I'm sure that's been on in a background of something I've been watching. But
one of her songs, if you watch the Formula One stuff,
okay.
One of her songs is like their lead-in.
Okay, I watched the races. Is that what you're talking about when it comes to the stuff?
I don't even know if it's that, like the reality show.
Okay, no, I don't watch reality shows. I'm not, no. I know that she's a very flexible young lady and she doesn't wear a lot of clothes.
She's a dancer, and she got big during COVID on YouTube. So
okay.
She's like a do-it-herself success story.
A dancer and a singer and an entertainer, if you will. And you're going to Tate McRae tonight.
Oh, yeah, I'll be in the pit.
Is there a pit for Tate McRae?
There is a pit. Let me tell you.
Are you going to get socked in the face? I imagine this is somewhere
by
around
the women's legs.
So is this like a Gigi Allen type of a pit?
It's really weird. So we all saw the Taylor Swift concerts and the get-ups and the lines and the merchandise and everything. Tate McRae seems to have this command over social media where everybody is dressing a certain way. It's mostly, I mean, we're going to be the oldest people there by far. It's all girls in their upper teens and in their 20s. They're decked out in the boots and the glitter and bedazzled stuff. So we are going to look out of place completely.
I will tell you that I did a little research on this, on what to tease it, and all I put in was radio tease for a husband going to Tate McRae, and it said, here's a fun and engaging radio tease. Coming up next, one husband, a sea of teenage fans, and a surprise obsession with Tate McRae. And that's what it is, though.
You're going to be good. Wasn't not as good only, as yours.
Oh, no, I had a couple better
yours
ones.
Yours were really good, yeah.
Not only are you going to be seeing Tate McRae, you'll be out of place as a man.
Yep.
And then you'll be out of place as a in your 40s man.
Yeah. Yeah, way too old to be here. I mean, people are going to ask,
but
did you lose your kids?
She's yes. Making you wear a getup.
Well, no, we had talked about it. There's a TikTok trend of people showing their outfits for Tate McRae, because it's something you have to get dressed up to do, just like the Morgan Wallen. Everybody got dressed up yes. in cowboy boots, and they had the cowboy hats.
I told
for
you
Morgan
the
Wallen.
Amount of Tennessee Volunteers Wallen jerseys I saw on Facebook Marketplace. It was double digits.
And isn't it amazing, by the way, that that's what's guiding these performances now, and that's why the experience and how expensive it is to go to any of this stuff. That it's a whole thing. It's a whole getting dressed up. There's a pre-party. Now,
are you going to a pre-party?
We are not doing the meet and greet. I only got enough money for the meet and greet. We also said, what would we talk to Tate McRae about? What a weird thing. Meet and greets are weird.
Talk hockey.
Can we be honest
I think
about
a lot of hockey games?
Can we be honest about meet and greets? Well, what a weird scenario
real
that
quick
is.
On another thing, we're going to lose all our listeners when I mention this name, but it's going to happen. We had a guy who is a legend in radio, Dave Popovich, mm-hmm. who worked here. And when Taylor Swift came to town, before she was what she is now, this is like when she first started out as a country music singer.
Like just smaller.
Like Agora, no, like Agora stuff, like that. She did like a meet and greet, and then she came back some years later. And the way Dave, or Skippy, tells the story is that doing a meet and greet, she's exploding now. Like people are starting to like follow her and all these other things. And she still remembered everybody who was in Cleveland at like the radio executives, the music executives, the record label people. Like she remembered everybody there. And I don't know if she's going to have that type of photographic memory. You could talk about that you're in radio if you want.
Yeah, but they've
you
heard
can say that you. I don't know what else you talked to with Tate McRae about. I have no idea why I'd say at a meet and greet with her.
Yeah, what color underwear she's going to dance in?
Not going to say that. Not going to ask that. No.
That's all she
it's
does.
It's weird coming from a guy like you.
You know, the funny thing is, I think that's part of her appeal. Bunch of people like that watching.
You're going to ask her if you can see her feet? What are you going to ask her?
That's what I mean. I always wonder, like, people think I see the same thing with
that's
comedians.
That's what her OnlyFans is?
She doesn't need one. She's making so much money doing this. The meet and greets with
Reddit work just asked, you can talk to her about how her and her dad, your dad, are the same age. You and your dad are the same age.
I don't know much about her family. I was at a Bert Kreischer meet and greet.
Okay.
And I just heard 20 straight people say the same thing to him as if he's never heard it before. And he had to sit there and go,
yeah,
good.
Oh, yeah.
He should.
And shake their hand or whatever.
You get a paycheck, you should.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. Which people come up to me and they go, can I ask you about the quarterbacks? I know you hate here. And I go, I am absolutely all yours. Go right on ahead. I do. I never mind it. I swear to God.
So the 400th person asks you, is Shador any good?
Because I have no, I've said everything on the air to them.
But that's part of the package, right?
But that's not a meet and greet. I don't do a meet.
But that's also part of.
We would do a meet and greet if we were compensated.
Yeah.
And that's, well.
We'd be happy to do a meet and greet.
I do a meet and greet when I'm like picking up food at Jersey Mike's or something like that.
I'd do a meet, but I would not say hello.
You're not gonna. You're just gonna wear regular clothes. You're not.
Yeah,
gonna,
I thought you were gonna. I would wear.
See, I thought. This
oh, I
was,
did. I'll show you.
I thought you were gonna look like Lieutenant Dangle or something like that. I had no idea what you were gonna do.
Show it to the camera. Real.
Yeah, sure. You gotta put it in the camera.
My wife.
Let me see it.
My
let,
wife goes.
Let them see it, and I can try to explain it.
My wife goes. It looks like a towel.
You look. You look like a doctor. What are you wearing?
It was a knit, a woven knit kind of hoodie sweater.
Okay.
Oh, and if you'd like to take a look and you can see Mason.
He kind of looks like American Psycho.
You're going to look Mason in the background? Because I brought him in the changing room.
He looks disappointed in you.
My wife was very disappointed.
What's she gonna, is she still going to wear a getup for this?
She returned what she was going to wear because it's going to be too cold anyway. And then she realized I look ridiculous.
You're indoors.
I'm dressed like I'm in my teens or my
20s. Who cares?
So she took it back. We're just going to dress up like we're going to dinner because that's what we're doing beforehand.
Wait, I don't think you can go to this and not do the full experience.
I know. I told her now we're just going to be more out of place. Like we would have been out of place dressed up for this, because people would have said, "Oh, you're trying to stay," but now we're going and not dressing
no, I
up.
Think you're
I think
okay.
We look more ridiculous.
You're going to look like you're somebody's parents.
Yes, there are. That was another TikTok trend.
And then you're going to have to tell people that you have toddlers.
I will tell
this
you.
This was a TikTok trend of people showing the young girls going to a concert, and right behind them, the mothers.
I will tell you that we now much different
with wine stains.
A
on
much
their shirt.
Different crowd, but. I told you guys last year, spur of the moment, I bought those Creed tickets, and we were out at a nice dinner when I decided this, so we were not dressed ready for a Creed concert. We definitely look like a couple of narcs, and that's what you're going to look
they're
like.
They're undercovers.
Right now.
I don't get the whole dressing up for...
That's, but I swear it's every...
people do
it's
that.
All the big concerts.
Well, because I was talking about... I told you about this yesterday. So Liz, I don't like a lot of current country music. I'm on the record with that. And I've said it several times. But there are a couple songs by Luke Combs that are pretty good. Because Liz likes Luke Combs. And you mentioned this concert like last week. And I started looking it up. I go, I don't know what she'd do. Because she is not going to wear it like a denim skirt and cowgirl boots or something. Like that is not going to happen with her. Ever. Ever. Like I would take her to a show. I haven't been to a concert in years. I would take her to a Luke Combs show, but she's not going to get in the whole thing. Like when Dustin goes to Morgan Wallen, Dustin is Morgan Wallen'd out. Like he is full on boots, Tecovas, I'm sure, the whole deal. Like they are as countrified as you're going to get. That is not going to happen with my wife. And I understand I own a cowboy hat. It's been a long time since I've worn that Stetson, and I don't even think it fits anymore. So I can't. Nobody knows me wearing that hat other than that senior picture I had. So I can't be wearing a cowboy hat or people are going to be going, Ken, what the hell are you doing? You're trying to hold on to something that you never even owned in the first place. Like, you got to be yourself. I'm glad you're going to wear, regular clothes. I'm glad you're not giving away your dignity. You know, you're one step away from family portrait pajamas on Christmas morning.
I know. It's sad. Don't get me wrong. Guys, I fully understand that.
Keep your life, man.
This has been a fall from grace that I've had to come to terms with. It's from my old life to this life. This is very different.
Just pointing it out. I'm glad. Enjoy it. Enjoy it tonight. Yeah. Now, her friend texted that she might be willing to go?
I actually texted our boss's wife. Here's what happened. My wife, I think my wife, as we were getting later in the day yesterday, she realized that her even going with me is weird. Like she should go with another girl. And she had talked to our boss's wife before about Tate McRae, and she loves Tate McRae. And I just texted, would you want to go to this? Take my spot. It was so last minute. It was so last minute. I think she felt bad, and she didn't want to take the ticket or whatever.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe she has stuff going on. I don't know.
Night at home with your kids. What time do your kids go to bed? 7:30?
7:30.
Oh, my God. A night at home.
Until Izzy has her delay tactics.
Watching Friday night college football. There's no delay tactics in the Carmen household. Bed is bed. You need to take that up on yourself. 7:30 bedtime, home, drinks, watching college football by yourself. Oh, my God. Come on. Larry in Cleveland.
Larry.
You're next up on the fan.
Hello.
I mean, your wife comes home hot in the pants after Tate McRae. Oh. Nice time. Sorry,
reckless speculation.
It's gonna be a hell of a Friday night for Tony. You got to leave the bedroom.
And I was wondering, what could that possibly be?
Go ahead, Larry.
Hello.
A couple in heat.
I just wanted to say he's not going to be the oldest one there because I'm 54 and I'm taking my 16-year-old daughter.
Larry, we're getting drinks. We're going to high five.
If you think he's that far away from 54, Larry, you're pretty wrong.
Yeah, not that far behind. I'm going to catch you before too long.
If it makes you feel better, Larry, I thought you sounded 75.
He's in the rearview mirror for you, Larry. All right, Larry, I hope you get there safe and I hope you find tone when you guys go to the Tate McRae concert. See, okay, put it out there that you're going to be at the Tate McRae concert and maybe some people are going to meet up with you and get drinks.
We'll have our little pre-show meeting outside by the hard liquor.
It's amazing. You and I, on Friday night, this Friday night, we're both going to be around a bunch of high school kids.
The way it was meant to be.
I got a touchdown and you got that.
Hopefully it's the only touch we hear.
Coming up next. Please keep your comments within the boundaries of good taste.